Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome night. I just believe that every time we get together, Lord, I just truly believe that we're going to have an awesome night, a joyous night, a love fest tonight with you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for all the good things that you're doing for your people out there. For all of us, Lord, you're getting us ready for this happening that's fixing to happen. And not only that, Lord, you're cleaning us up, getting rid of the flesh and the world away from us. And also, Lord, we thank you for bringing down the deep state beast system. And Father, we thank you for coming against the factions that are coming against your people. Lord, we thank you for scattering to the four winds of the earth in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for all that you're going to accomplish this night. We thank you, Father, that we have an open heaven and that tonight's not any different. That when we pray tonight, the prayers are answered. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you that your angels are here listening and ready to go to work to do whatever it is that we bid them to do. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Carol, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I do have a prayer request. My little sister, Nancy, she did ask for prayer, and she does need it. But she's having anxiety attack. She's never had that before. Okay. So, but I do see God working. And I told her I was meeting with you guys tonight, and she said, I need all the prayer. She said, I keep asking Jesus to help me and I keep talking to him. So she's there. She received him in her heart. And that's it. Her name is Nancy. She's beautiful. And she's my sister. And she's now one of our sisters.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen. Well, all right, Lord, we lift up Nancy to you. And we thank you, Father, that she is one of yours now. She is a sister of ours. And because of that, she has all the rights to healing. And it says in your word, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, Nancy, you were healed. In the name of Jesus right now, we command this spirit of anxiety off of her. You go from her right now in Jesus' name. And if there's any fear there, you go as well. In Jesus' name, any confusion, you go. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you that she has clarity of thought. She has peace in her heart and joy in her heart because she's one of yours, Lord. And I ask that you give her a special anointing of your love upon her, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Nancy. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. That's done.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Hey, Maximus. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request or a testimony or a praise report? Yes, Julie.
I'd like y'all to agree with me in prayer. There are threats for damaging winds between tonight and through Saturday sometime. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for your protection against all of the threats of damaging winds that they say are going to take down power lines and trees, et cetera, and they're going to bring damage. And I also pray against all threats and curses of people speaking that there's going to be fires because of the winds and the dry conditions. I'd cast all that down and I command it to be null and void, all of these lies. of the enemy. And I thank you, Lord, that if it gets windy, Lord, that no power is going to go out and no damaging winds to destroy any limbs or take down any power lines or transformers or anything else like that, Father. And there won't be any of these threats of fires, etc. They're just not going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your blessing and your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Ray and James.
You want me to hold it?
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, hold it?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually thought I was going to share this praise report on Tuesday, but in prayer, I said I was going to wait until I heard you, Michael, ask for a praise report, which, as far as I know, last Tuesday was the first time I didn't hear you say it. I kept quiet. But my prayer report, praise report is way back when, many years ago, I think it was around 2007, the earliest, Ray was asked by his brother to join on Facebook. And Ray really had no interest, but his brother wanted him to in reference to business. So Ray agreed to it. But Ray never did anything with Facebook. And in fact, his brother really didn't either. Maybe once a year he'd pop up. But I, on the other hand, got involved on the social aspect with family members because it was really neat to know what was going on in their lives. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. But I told Ray, I'm never going to correspond with them because I don't want to get hooked into this thing because then they do everybody's birthday and you're friends of God knows how many people. And I just didn't want to be involved with that. So what happened was in the year 2020, I was really frustrated because what? Yeah. Well, no. But I didn't get involved till 2020 when things were really going downhill with our country. And I knew when I'd listened to the news that things were being falsified. So in my frustration, I prayed to the Lord. And of course, my prayer was complaining too. And he gave me the answer I never thought I would do. And that was take a stand, get on Facebook. So what I've been doing all this time is getting people hopefully on the right note if they care to know the truth about politics. And now, especially with what's been going on with COVID, I don't get many responses. So I got to the point where I thought, you know, maybe the Lord just figures I've done enough and I could clear out. But then I realized he put me in this thing and he didn't give me the okay to get out. So I'm still in it. But the beauty of it was just the other day, Ray came up, I guess it was through Telegram, with this beautiful song in reference to me and how it's being silenced by big pharma and media, etc. How people are getting severe reactions and it can cause death, and especially among the young children. So I shared that on the post that I did and nobody has shared it, but 60 people so far have listened to it. And I know that's all the Lord wants me to do. I can't get concerned and burdened if they're going to receive it or not, but the sharing part is where my heart is. And they make their own choice, of course. And Michael, I was wondering, would I be able to text you the song and that you'd be able to share it with the group? It's a beautiful song relating to the COVID situation.
Well, sure. And it's only like
3.5 minutes long.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, just do that. Why don't you do this? Can you email it to me? It'd be easier for me.
Yeah. Yes, we'll do. Thank you.
That'd be better. Yeah. You're welcome. Oh, I could sing it, either one. All right. Who's next?
We're all ears, Michael.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Yeah, Kara.
I'm sorry. I'm going twice in one night, but I forgot to say something else. Okay. Yeah, you guys, guess what? Remember that longest probation ever in history? Well, I am today officially permanent in my job, so there's no more threat of losing it. Awesome. Yes. So thank you guys for helping me overcome the whatever I had to overcome.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
That's Amen. Great. That's thank awesome.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right. Who's next? Hey, Catherine. Let's see. Has anybody got anything else they want to share before I start singing? All right, Debbie.
I have a couple of prayer requests. First one is from my cousin. She texted my sister and told her about her granddaughter's her granddaughter's excuse me, I gotta think here a second. How does it work? Okay, her granddaughter's son's wife, so her daughter-in-law, it's her daughter-in-law, who is she's pregnant with twins, and she was pregnant with twins, and there was real complications, and so they said they would have to do a C-section on her. And but then her name is Brittany. Brittany came down with COVID, pneumonia, and she's on a ventilator. And they did the C-section when she was on the ventilator for some reason. So she's not doing really good. And she had twins. They're identical little girls. And then Matt, the husband, had COVID and couldn't see the babies or her. He was able to see them through a camera a little bit at the hospital until finally he was able to go in and see her when he got better. But, so she's on a ventilator and they're doing the same thing I've heard done for so many others. And then we had a week ago that died of that. The same procedures. We're going to wean her off the sedative, and they seem to be getting better. Hopefully, little things, and we are hoping and praying that this is true and real. That there will be progress, so they can get off the ventilator and wake her up and get her off of that thing. But it's just kind of sad. She's how old is she? She's only in her late 30s. But anyways, I wanted to pray for her. And the little twins are so cute. I saw a picture of them. They're really adorable. So pray for her and the family. Her name is Brittany. Yeah. It's Brittany. So you really want to pray for her recovery. And they love the Lord. So that's good. Of course. So
okay. Yeah, so I do. But listen, we're not going to hope for anything.
Oh no.
we're going to, when we pray, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
She's amen. A child of God. And she has all rights to this in amen. The name of Jesus right now. Lord, we lift up Brittany and we praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in Brittany. I don't know. You may be even talking to her right now, but in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of infirmity off of her. You go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and I command that spirit of death away from her right now, in the name of Jesus. You go.
Go.
You can't put your hands on her. You leave her now, in Jesus' name. We declare it and decree it by the power and the word and the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that Brittany is awake. And all symptoms have left her, and she can raise her two identical twin girls in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Brittany. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah to the land.
Amen. And the other one I shared at our meeting of the night here. And that's a friend of my daughter Victory, a friend of hers, his girlfriend is really sick. She was allowed to stay at Victory's house one night because she needed a place to go. She's been in drugs and drinking, and it's only 28 years old, and she had no place that night, so she stayed at Victory's house. And that night, she tried to play Christian music. She didn't want to hear it. She would leave the room. And so in the morning, Victory heard some noises in the bathroom. She went in there, and there was this girl, Kimmy is her name, laying in a pool of blood. She's bleeding from a bleeding ulcer. And she's got a bleeding liver. It's really bad. And so the ambulance came, and they actually sent her home. I don't know why, but then he had to take her back because she was in so much pain. So I saw the picture of her stomach. She's 28 years old, and she looks like she's like a 120-pound girl normally, and she looks 9 months pregnant. It's so sad. So Victor and I have been praying for her, and Victor was like, you know, I just hope she does get saved. And I said, well, Victor, I'm believing she's saved because God had Colin bring her to you, because Victory shared with her that morning. She shared with her as she was on the floor about her need for Jesus, and that he was her only hope, and he would help her, and he could even heal her. And so she kind of listened, and she did say something about my aunt. My aunt told me that stuff. So I told her that, nope, we're going to believe that she is, God's going to bring her into the kingdom. He can speak to her spirit by his spirit while she's in the hospital bed. So we do want to pray, of course, and believe her healing and salvation. My name is Kimmy. Okay.
Is what?
Kimmy.
K-I-M-M-Y.
K-I-M-M-Y. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Father, we lift up Kimmy to you. We thank you, Lord, for granting repentance to her. And we praise you for doing that. Lord, I ask while she is in the hospital that you take her up there and talk to her. We ask that in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask that once you talk to her, that you grant repentance to her and bring her into the kingdom. And then send her back, Lord. Send her back. And we just command this ulcer off of her right now in the name of Jesus. We command that ulcer to dry up now and be healed in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit of addiction to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for healing her heart, whatever it is that's made her go into this, in the name of Jesus. We command every tormenting demon to leave her now in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, that Kimmy is healed, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We praise you, Father, for the wonderful job you're doing in Kimmy right now. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you for praying, Michael. Everybody, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, several years ago, I had a dream that was kind of a mystery to me. I kind of knew what was going on, but anyway, the dream the afternoon, and up in the sky in our area, it was just completely kind of clouded over chemtrails, and in the chemtrails, there was like lyrics of songs and zeros and ones, and news stuff, you know, headlines and things like this. The whole sky was just filled up with all this information and electronic garbage. And it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went down to the end of the street, and there were some neighbors out there. And I said, it's 2 in the afternoon and the sun has just come up. This isn't right. Came up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, this is crazy. And I said, everything's fine. There's no problem. They just didn't see it. They didn't see the stuff in the sky. They didn't understand that the sun had come up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just really kind of bizarre. And I kind of wondered about the meaning of that. And I was reading in Revelation this afternoon, and I read this. And the fourth angel sounded, by the way, this is Revelation 8, verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and third part of the stars, that the third part of them should be darkened, and the day should not shine for the third part of it, and the night in like manner. And I was thinking today, a third of the day, you know, like you wouldn't get sun for a third of the day. Well, if the sun comes up typically around 6 o'clock, and it's a third of a day, a third of 24 hours is 8 hours. So that'd make it 2 p.m. Just absolutely amazing that the interpretation of this thing came through, that this is, you know, during the, the trumpet judgments. And it would be one third of the day. That's why the sun came up at 2 o'clock. One third of the day had gone away due to these judgments. And I thought it's kind of like a real answer that's been concealed. I've been through Revelation lots since I had that dream years ago, but I think the answer's finally been given, and there's been a little bit of, you know, some real meaning to it now.
Amen. That's awesome. You know, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but the earth is shifting on its axis. The moon doesn't come up like it used to. Where it used to come up like this, you know, now it's coming up like this. So check it next time you can get outside when the moon's shining and it ain't chemtrailing.
How should it be coming up, Michael?
Well, how have you seen it?
I don't usually see it.
Okay.
I'm usually not paying attention.
If it's an ascending, which means it's rising, moon, and it's coming up, it generally starts out about like this. You know, now it's like this. In other words, your crescent right here, your crescent's right here. It used to be like this. We noticed that coming home the other night from fellowship.
But moon, now the crescent's coming from like the earth is blocking from like the top as opposed to from the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've noticed this too, that the moon used to come up like this, but now it comes over just like over there.
That's exactly right, Malcolm.
Yeah. Because it used to be like this, but now it's like this.
Well, not quite like that. You got to go a little bit more down.
Okay, down. Got it. All right, back to you.
All right. UBM Comedy Club here. Oh, my. All right, anybody else? Yeah, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. All right, y'all ready to listen to some praise music? Okay, let me see if I got it up here. Yeah, I got it up. Give me just 1 minute. Somebody can talk while I'm doing this. I got to get this one going.
Andrew, was it your son that was with you the other night? I came in late, so I missed the beginning.
Yeah, that was my son. Yeah, that's the second time he's been in on Tuesday.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I think he's coming in next Tuesday.
Ah, oh, praise God. That's awesome.
Thursday nights when we have the brethren teaching. Does he work or you just got some other things going on Thursday?
No, he works. And
oh, okay.
I'm just leaving it to him, what he wants to come over and what he wants to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ray and Jen, that's not a YouTube thing, is it? That's not on YouTube.
No, it's actually a Facebook link.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and play it then.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be passing the plate here in a little bit. I'm kidding.
Can't hear anything, Michael.
Just push that button right there. No, the one to the left of it. Yeah, that one.
Can't hear anything, Michael.
Michael, can you hear that?
Julia, can you hear me there? We're waiting.
Yeah, we can hear you. I can't hear what Michael's playing.
Yeah, are they pretty pictures? I can't see. I was just going to mention that you probably heard that Torben's moved in close to you there.
Did y'all see that?
We saw it. We saw it.
Couldn't hear it?
Just couldn't hear it. No, we couldn't hear it.
Really?
No, we couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear it.
Okay. I'll have to figure out what's wrong with it. But anyway, we'll get started here on the other. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong. What I do, I have to get things out of what I know to do, and that's YouTube. So if it comes from somewhere else, I can't put it in the playlist.
Yeah, but you should have been able to share your screen with the audio.
I did.
We couldn't hear anything. That's weird. No, we really? Didn't hear anything.
Oh, man,
we could see it, but we couldn't hear anything.
Well, it was
there's
awesome.
There's some advanced settings in Zoom now that you can go in and turn audio on or off for sharing screen or not sharing audio, yes or no, and all kinds of options now. And then the quality of the audio, you can have stereo or not.
Okay, hang on. We're not going to worry about that right now. Listen, Ray and June, would y'all put that in the chat? Would you put that in the chat? You know how to do that? Just copy and paste in there and let people go ahead.
I'll give it a whirl. Yep.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's get started on this. Oh, I know what I did, Julie. I know what I did. Okay. I'll be last. I'll put it in later. Can y'all see that?
Yes.
No.
See a mountain move. I'll walk through the shadow. Your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe. Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
In the side of the Lord,
humble thyself in the side of the Lord,
humble thyself in the
what more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine.
Maker, defender, redeemer. Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of March has come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And now, O King Eternal, we lift our battle song. Lead on, O King Eternal, till sin's fierce war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clashing, nor roll of stirring drums, but deeds of love and mercy, the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King Eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where'er thy face appears. Thy cross is lifted o'er us, we journey in his light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O God of might.
Christ, good teacher, will you tell me, what must I do for eternal life? I've kept your laws completely. Sell all you have, give to the poor, then heaven's treasure shall be yours. How hard for those who are rich on earth to give. like the king is counting. Won't teach mill or to walk this road, the road of sin.
You gotta walk on. Okay, welcome Buddy Green and the Isaacs, all right?
Well, some come a cripple, some come a lame, walking in Jerusalem just like John. They all come a walking in Jesus' name, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. Well, John, oh, John, oh, what do you say? Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I'm going to meet you there on the crowning day. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. So, yeah. Well, if you're getting there before I do, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, tell all my friends that I'm coming home to, walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. There at the first crossover, walking in Jerusalem just like John. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I said, I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Said to walk, 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 walk. Said to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Take it in. Oh, do another, would you?
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk, 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 walk. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
You are the one who rose in watch the world that's dying, and it's wounded by the master of deceit. Oh, I was searching in the darkness, wounded by the years of past defeat. Oh, but I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion from your eyes.
Yes, yes.
And I pray, Jesus, shine down on
me. Jesus, shine down on me.
And let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, I see a world that's dying, and it's wounded by the master of deceit. I was searching in the darkness, wounded by the years of past defeat. But I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion from your eyes.
Hallelujah.
And I pray, Jesus, shine down on me, and let your love shine through me.
Sing that verse one more time.
In the night, I see a world that's dying, it's wounded by the master of deceit. Oh, I was lost, and I was searching in the darkness,
lost in the darkness,
wounded by the years of past defeat. Oh, but Jesus, I see you standing near me, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
And you're shining with compassion from your eyes. And I pray, Jesus, shine down on me, and let your love shine through me in the night. And I pray. Shine down on me. I need Jesus to shine down on me, and let your love shine through me in the night. Joseph, don't go too.
But said he molded and he built. Oh, a small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. I want you to think of that. Then he made a seed that would grow to be the tree that would make his son bleed. Then he lived a green stem, gave it leaves, oh my Lord. Then he gave it sunshine and rain. He grew that tree he knew would be used to make that old road get cross.
Nothing took his life with the love he gave. He was crucified on a tree that he created with great love for man. He gave us, well, his plan. He grew the tree
so that
we might grow free.
God looked down through time, and he saw his son spat upon and hurt and beaten. Still, he would grow a tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life with love he gave. He was crucified on the tree that he created for man. He gave us all his plan.
He grew the tree
so that we might grow free. He grew, oh, that tree. Used to make
Oh, that old cross. He grew a tree he knew would be used for you and me, on which his son died, and it was called the old rugged cross. Praise God. I want to sing this first verse one more time, please. It said he molded and he built. Oh, a small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. I want you to think of that. Then he made a seed that would grow to be the tree that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss. He grew, oh, that tree he knew would be used to make that old rugged cross. Let's sing the song now.
Nothing took his life, with love he gave it.
He was crucified on a tree that he created with great love for man. God gave us his plan. Used to make that old rugged cross.
Thank you.
mercy flows like a river so wide, and healing comes from your hand.
And suffering children are safe in your arms.
There is no
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I got. Did I miss anybody? Missy, you gonna sing this one?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the heart of Pennsylvania, we have here from the tundra, coming to sing for our enjoyment, Missified Missy Pollock.
Singing for the Lord.
Amen.
I have a Savior, a friend forever, the lover of my soul. Through every trial, he won't forsake me. I'll never be alone. All I ever need is Jesus. All I want to sing is his name. All my heart belongs to Jesus. And by his grace and mercy, I'm saved. There are no riches that could persuade me or steal away my soul. I have been ransomed now and forever, my Savior, my reward. All I ever need is Jesus. All I want to sing is his name. All my heart belongs to Jesus, and by his grace and mercy I'm saved. You're my future, you're my hope. You're the anchor for my soul, and I was made for you. You're my future, you're my hope. You're the anchor for my soul, and I was made for you. All I ever need is Jesus. All I want to sing is his name. All my heart belongs to Jesus. And by his grace and mercy, I'm saved. All my heart belongs to Jesus. And by his grace and mercy, I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Lord.
Hey, my brother, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know this was song night, brother. I thought this was teaching night, but I have a song if we can slip it in.
Well, sure. Yeah, I told you at the beginning there, remember? I told you this is praise night.
Well, I was a slippy then, bro. Hey, okay. Yeah, bro. I'd like to hear a song from Michael English, In Christ Alone.
All right, Michael English. Okay, yeah. Let me get this one in. I've got somebody ahead of you. Michael English, and what is it?
In Christ Alone.
Okay, I'll do that and after this one, okay?
Amen, brother, amen.
Yeah, okay, I got that. All right, here we go.
A vessel of your word and your will. Speak your words through these lips, your own words of life. Let them heal the broken hearted. Lord, make me a servant. I'll wait on you hand and foot. Draw me close, let me know you. Let me touch your heart. Let me be your prized creation. I am yours, I am yours. I've been bought with life so precious. I am new, I'm brand new in you, my Jesus. I am. let's work.
Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand, but those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust. So is Christ alone. Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed, and only His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of my.
Can be healed, 'cause I'm so callous and now I can't feel. I wanna run to You with heart wide open. Make me broken, make me empty so I can be filled, 'cause I'm still holding.
to my will, and I'm completed when you are with me. Make me empty till you are my one desire, till you are my one true love, till you are my breath, my everything. Lord, please keep making me, make me lonely so I can be yours, till I want no
Hey, Geneva, that was a good fast song.
I know, that's what I just said. I said short and sweet.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant the fast that we're on. Oh. That's a good song for that. Yeah. That's also a good fast song, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Missy, you did a wonderful job a while ago. Don't get too big ahead. Yeah, I'm just telling you now, it's a good song. Yes, Debbie.
I want to thank who wanted that song, I Am Yours by Terry Clark. I love him and I love that song. I listen to my car all the time. I was debating whether to choose that song for tonight or not, and I decided not to.
But who put it up there? I did.
You did?
Well, somebody requested it. Somebody requested it. I don't know.
Oh, someone requested it. Well, that's what I'm wondering about. Who requested it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't put their names with them. I just put them up there.
You did, Julie? No?
Was that
our brother in Michigan.
David Nelson.
Oh,
that
David.
Was the guy
oh,
from
Dave,
up there in the tundra.
Oh. I was going to be anonymous.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad. Yeah, I like his songs very much. I listen to them in my car. My CD all the time, every day.
I like that one that Judy liked too. It was, what's that boy's name? That young kid, that teenager from Swagger.
Oh, somewhere. My. That was amazing.
That boy had a good voice, didn't he? Was that you, Joe? Amazing. No, I think that was David.
That reminds me of Terry Clark.
Not David Nelson. It was David Timochuk. Well, where'd he go? Is he on here? He done left out.
He was here earlier.
Yeah, I thought he was. He heard his song and went home. I'm just kidding. All right. Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to do this tonight. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are working in us. You're breaking off the world and you're breaking off the flesh, teaching us to walk by the Spirit. And we praise you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, Lord, protect us as we go about doing your business the next few days. And we praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good night, y'all.